listen to them, the children of the night. What music they make. It's from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
James Doerr writes short fiction and poetry, leaning toward dark fantasy and horror. His latest book is a novel and stories entitled Tombs, A Chronicle of Latter-day Times of Earth. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Today, James will read from his collection of poetry, Vamps, a Retrospective, on the subject of vampires and things vampiric.
Let us explore where vampires may be found. Why she started writing poetry. It was something I could sink my teeth in, she said. I was bitten by the muse, as it were, in this case in the guise of a gentleman in a cape, black as I recall, evening garb underneath, talked with an accent, claimed to be titled, though he had a tendency to change the subject when I asked him what he did. Euro trash, I suppose. She was herself decked out for the night as she told us this story. Deep blue gown, low-cut pearl choker around her neck, 4 or 5 strands, I think. One saw she had money. Anyway, he was fun. That was the summer I learned my complexion couldn't take tanning. No more topless beaches and less under moonlight. I was in the south of France at the time, on my way to Italy to trace the boot to its toe, then nip across to Greece. But no more lounging in my new bikini except at hotel pools, heavily shaded. What was I to do? Well, I was in Europe with its seats of culture, and so I took pad and pen, doing it all by hand, no more fun than laptops, and I could add sketches, too, writing in poetry the sights I had seen, and more, things inside me. I had a new way of reacting to those I met, new friends, both young and old, Cape Man having gone on his own way by the time I reached Milan. He left me some pointers. Emotions welled out of me onto the paper, a world both new and old, primitive in some ways, yet new to me, you see. That is, the things I felt, things that I did as well, uprising, surging, sharing with others. Sex, of course, I'm still young, but kinky things also, acts that surprised me yet seemed necessary. I fell in with rough crowds at times for these doings, yet still writing, sketching, reading more also, discovering what I was, taking advantage. Yes, I admit it. One is what one is, yes. And all the time working, evolving, realizing that for one as I, poetry is but a step, a thing to be worked through as part of maturing, a shading of words, yes, but what's underneath now, too, this my true métier, my raison d'être, as it were, the taking of life's blood. California Vamp. She missed the sun. While vampirism was a ball, she missed the sun, the days of partying and fun, the beach, the bars, her friends, the mall, non-blood-based drinks, but most of all, she missed the sun. Chagrin de Vampire. It was family that hurt most. She'd borrowed her late mother's nationality, changing her name from Mina to Guillemette after she realized Van Helsing was wrong, that her fate was her fate. Vampire blood crossed her veins. She'd explained to her husband one late winter night why she had to leave London for his sake as well as hers, hoping he'd understand. At least he knew her. Others, though, she realized would persecute her, so grieving she started a new life in France. She wore black, as widows might, walking by day only heavily veiled. She cultivated in time a sort of Gallic indifference to matters of soul. She did what she had to, but never in malice, just to survive. But what struck through her heart was an evening in autumn, 1916, when she, in guise of a nurse, helping tend wounded brought back from the Somme, saw her own son broken. He died in her arms, never knowing who she was, and understood for the first time what it meant to be all but immortal.
You've been listening to the poetry of James Doerr on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.